Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, he is available for voiceover work. Chris Rose, hard to pin down for work because the man is so busy. He was just out at the All-Star game. We got the NFL Network about to fire itself up. I think we're 45 days away from kickoff, for goodness sakes. Chris Rose, nice enough to join us. Of course, he is the host of the Chris Rose Rotation podcast. You can find him on John Boy Media and all your places where you go for good sports. Chris Rose, thank you for joining us here. Just Damon and Ray this afternoon. Wonderful to have you along as always. How are you, pal?
Doing great, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing very, very well, thank you. We cannot help but notice that the Giants and Dodgers just played one of the more thrilling, nail-biting four-game series between these two teams in a long time, and then a little bit of a hangover as the Giants come home and drop 2-3 to the Pirates, but reason to refocus is certainly in town because the Dodgers are in town, and then the Astros are in town, and we've seen that the first deal in the National League West has been made by the Padres, who have added all-star second baseman Adam Frazier. What do you think of the price of poker in the National League West, and who raises the price of this poker game next?
I mean, I'm calling about Scherzer. Both those teams, the Dodgers and the Giants, need him desperately. Because remember, not only does he help your rotation, he strengthens your bullpen. He still gives you a lot of length. He gives you everything you want, experience, preparation. The guy has a thirst for perfection. And I think the Nats, after they got swept by this weekend by the Orioles, I think they go, all right, even if we win, somehow win the National League East, they don't know how Strasburg's going to do. Corbin's been up and down. They've got a lot of question marks, in my opinion. So I would go get what I could for Max Scherzer, with a kind of a wink-wink agreement, kind of like maybe the Yankees had with Aroldis Chapman when they traded him to the Cubs in 2016, that we'd love to have you back because we feel like we're still not that far away, but it just hasn't gone right for us this year.
That said, I mean, it's easier to assemble names that people would want, but how easy do you think it is for those teams to close deals? Because even rentals now come at a higher price than they used to. And let's say, hypothetically, the Dodgers want Scherzer. I mean, we know how many prospects that's going to take, even for 2 months. Do you get the sense that this is more of a talking market than an actual market?
Well, the reason I think that is because a lot of these guys think the same exact way. And that's what it infuriates me, to be honest with you. Like, I'm not the biggest A.J. Preller guy because, personally, I have a hard time getting over the fact that he tried to dupe somebody on medical history in a deal a few years ago. Like, that was – I hated that.
What was that? I'm sorry. My mental Rolodex isn't picking up that trade. Which was that?
I'm pretty sure it was a trade with the Marlins, and it had to be nixed because – Preller reportedly had, well, not reportedly, he got suspended for it, right? Didn't he get suspended?
He tried to move damaged goods.
Yes, essentially that's what happened. So now he's made up for it, and as long as his boss didn't see any problem with it and kept him on staff, which was pretty gutsy, he has done a remarkable job in the facelift he's given that franchise, and it's arguably the most exciting team in baseball. Not the best, but the most exciting in terms of what they put on the field and how that team packs Petco and, you know, the atmosphere and stuff like that.
By the way, gold star to our producer, Lucas, who looked this up, Johnny on the spot. It was a deal with the Red Sox for Pomerantz.
Is that what it was?
Well, that's what my producer just told me, so let's pretend it is so he feels good about himself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it didn't ring a bell in my mind, but okay, Lucas, we'll take it.
All right, Lucas, we're not going to hold anything against you.
Well, he also
correct you if you're wrong.
But so. to make the record clear, it was the second time he'd pulled one of those. He did one before as an assistant general manager of the Rangers.
Right.
So he's a serial weasel.
Your words, not mine. Okay, I'm not putting that out there in the universe.
Coward.
With all that being said, too many of these GMs think exactly the same. So then at the end, they're like, we've got to hoard prospects, or I need to get that. Like, come on, take a chance. At the end of the day, take a chance. Because if you're Mike Rizzo in Washington, and you're going to end up at 81-81, and then Max Scherzer's a free agent, then what do? You don't have anything for him. Zero. And we never know how good these prospects are going to be, right? Jerkson Profar, who played in the Bay Area for the A's and is now down in San Diego, was the number one prospect. And for a while, you couldn't, you know, the Rangers were never going to give that guy up, ever, in a trade. Like, I remember a few years ago when David Price's name was out there for Jerkson. We can't give up Jerkson Profar. And look what he's turned into. He's a serviceable, at best, major leaguer. I say go for it, man. You got to give up something. Don't hoard your prospects if you're a team that's close and feels like you can compete. Because we know you could end up with egg on your face anyway. Like, baseball's a weird thing.
Yeah, you could end up with jerks and Profar.
Right. Right. You just could.
That said, do you still think this is going to be an active trade market because they've listened to you? Or do you think it's going to be a very passive one because they listen to themselves?
Oh, well, they're not going to listen to me. But I hope it's active for the sake of the baseball fan. They've done a tremendous disservice to teams that are competitive. If you're competitive and you're not pulling the trigger, and by the way, I understand negotiations, like when you're running out of time, then you can drive the best bargain. The Brewers' season was changed the minute they traded for Willy Adames, like, 7 weeks ago with the Rays. He came into their clubhouse. He's been a bundle of energy. He's had over a 900 OPS. If they had waited that time, their lead in the Central might be 2 games today instead of what it is. And I applauded them at the time for doing it. I like it when GMs are aggressive. I love it. It gives fan bases. It gives the guys in the clubhouse the belief that, hey, our dudes believe in us. We're not perfect, but we're damn good. And I think it really sends a message instead of tiptoeing the line of, ooh, should we do this? Ooh, I'm scared. Go do something.
I like it when you're screaming at your dog to make a trade.
My dog is in the other room, Ray. And you know what? I am in a room by myself so that my wife doesn't look at me like I got 6 heads. So my dog isn't scared of me. And so my son doesn't think I'm a loser.
Of the two big deals that have happened so far, do you like the Cruz deal to Tampa better than you like the Frazier deal to San Diego?
I'm intrigued by the Frazier deal because of this. I think it puts a lot of pressure on Jace Tingler, who hasn't had a ton in his time in the dugout. I say that because the way I see it, you've got 6 guys that have to play every day. It's Cronenworth, Machado, Tatis, Grisham, who I'm a big fan of, and Frazier, and their catcher, whoever plays catcher that day. So in a non-DH league, that leaves you 4 spots with Pham, Profar, Myers, and Hosmer. Those have all been everyday players, and in some cases, very successful everyday players at this level. It doesn't mean they're all having great seasons this year, but it's how do you juggle that when you're trying to play catch-up? Let's remember, they don't have a 6-game lead in the division. they don't want their season to come down to a one-game wild card and get it shoved up there you-know-what by whatever stud pitcher they might have to face. So they're trying to win the division. To me, it's an interesting part. I love the Cruz play for Tampa Bay, and I don't think they're done yet. I think they're going to keep moving. I think they feel like they can win the East. I don't know. I mean, Tyler Glasnow is one of the co-hosts in the Chris Rose rotation. He's thrown the ball a couple of times. He feels like he will be back, but he doesn't know 100%. So do they go out? Do they try and get in on the Scherzer stuff?
Chris Rose here on 95.7 The Game. By the way, nice job with John Boy. You look like you guys had a great time out at the All-Star Game. And the All-Star Game was fun. I would have liked to seen an opportunity to appreciate some of the majesty of the home runs in the Derby. I just think it moved a little too fast, but I understand we live in a microwave instant gratification society, and we don't even need to watch the home run land before the next pitch is thrown. So I get it. We are 45 days away from NFL football, and it looks like we're going to have ourselves Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Our long national passive-aggressive nightmare is over.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
We just hit the pause button on it. I mean, so, I mean, I watched it all day on our network today, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, well, of course he's going to show up, right? He has to show up. So now the question is, how's it play out a year from now or right after the season? We're gonna deal with that because he's not going to get. I mean, you could ask him questions all year long, but let's say at some point they're 6-2. Is it still the biggest story of the week when Aaron Rodgers is playing a game and the Packers are playing a game? I mean, his answer is going to be like, guys, we're focused on the season. I haven't even thought about what's going to happen after this year. So there we go. Now, after the season, I guess I'll pick up the story. And if I was trying to put myself in the shoes of Packers fans. How do I feel today? I guess I'm excited because I feel like we've got a chance to win the Super Bowl with our guy there. I think there's a ton of pressure on the Packers to be able to try and continue to smooth things over with Rodgers while at the same time evaluate Jordan Love because they are on the clock to do this, right?
Yeah.
They've never seen him throw a pass in a game. There was no preseason a year ago. He didn't dress at all. They've seen him in practice, but they've never seen him when the blank's hitting the fan. To me, I guess that's the most interesting part of this equation is how they not only deal with Rodgers, but how they evaluate a guy who's never thrown a pass.
In our last 30 seconds, will we ever call you America's biggest Cleveland gladiator? What is it?
Guardians.
Guardians. Gladiators. Either way. What?
Gladiator.
It's as generic as possible, so it almost was correct.
That's true. When I woke up and saw it, I did not jump right out of bed and call my crew in Cleveland and say, send me the first Guardians jersey.
Fair enough.
But it has grown on me a tad bit, but I don't know how you market the team, and B, I wish the logo was better.
Yeah, it looks like Thor's helmet and Paulie Walnuts' hair all at the same time. Thank you very much, Chris. You know how much we love talking to you. Appreciate your time.
You got it, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Chris Rose on 95.7 The Game, one of the nicest guys out there. Always love talking with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.